people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It's wide open lines for you all of a sudden here at the start of this first hour. People are starting to call in, so jump on board here at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. This hour is brought to you by Crazy Water and Mineral Wells. You may notice that from time to time I'm drinking that Crazy Water. I make my teas with it. I've gotten hooked on it. It's great, great stuff. Mineral water is better for you than reverse osmosis or a lot of the other waters out there because it's real pure for one thing, but it's also loaded with minerals. And there's four levels you can buy of Crazy Water, and the one that has the most minerals is four. It has the red label. This one is three. It's the one that's maybe the most popular. More and more stores are carrying Crazy Water. If yours doesn't, check out their website, and it'll help you and show you how to do it. It's drinkcrazywater.com. The company used to be Famous Water. What this says? Yeah, Famous Mineral Water and Crazy Water. Now it's just all under the name Crazy Water, but my cap says the one of the original names. Let's see. Somebody called in. We've been talking about making cookies this morning, chocolate chip cookies. Now, I've got a terrific recipe as far as taste goes, and they didn't crisp up quite as much as I wanted to, and people have been calling in with tips. The xanthan gum is something that's been recommended by several people. A little bit more oil has been recommended, and maybe a little bit more egg has been recommended. We'll put this recipe on the website, and we'll end up with the best cookie in the chocolate chip cookie in the world, maybe from this. I also mentioned a book earlier called The Art of Fermentation. A couple people called in and said that it can be found in the Acres USA catalog, in their book catalog. So if you want to get it, it's just terrific on how to make and what all the benefits are of true fermented sauerkraut and kefir and, you know, all that, the things that you've heard about, but also how to ferment basically any kind of vegetable out there and how important it is for your health and all that kind of stuff. It's a good book. It's a big book. It's about $40 or something, the retail on it, but it's something I'd recommend. 866-444-3478. I told everybody the first hour we had gone out to the fair yesterday for our last visit. Big Tech's no longer there. Those of you that saw the Dallas Morning News and the Fort Worth Star Telegram, that was the headlines in the paper. Big Tech's, he went down talking. I don't know why they spell talking, T-A-L-K-I-N-G. He would have never said talking. He would have said talking. But anyway, Big Tech's gone for now, but it'll be coming back even bigger and better, and we'll try to get some details for you about that and keep you posted. Always some interesting things going on here. A lot of people out there yesterday saying the last rites there at Big Tech's. It was interesting, that little garden area where he stood, and he apparently burned up in about 10 seconds. It caught on fire down in the motor in his boot and burned up, and it happened really, really fast. I don't know how people got pictures as good as they did. It's probably just people there at the fair happened to have their phone handy. But it didn't hardly even singe the plants around the base of Big Tech's. I guess it was so fast and went up, the heat went up. There was a little bit of, you could see brown edges on some of the plants, but not very much. It was kind of an interesting deal. Back to the phones, Lori in Dallas next up. Hey, Lori.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
I need a recommendation, please. I need to replace two shrubs that died in the heat. So I need an evergreen upright shrub that would, like, go in front of a window. The window kind of goes down almost to the ground. So I need some kind of privacy and maybe some, you know, protection or something. So I wanted to know what you thought. I read your book about Photinia, so I know you don't care about them, but what else would you recommend, or what would you recommend?
Well, the categories I'd look into, Laurie, and there's a whole bunch of choices, specific choices in these categories, and I'll mention a few specific ones, but I'd look at the upright hollies, the bigger hollies. I'd look at the viburnums, and I'd look at abelia, abelia, A-B-E-L-I-A. The regular original abelia is a beautiful plant. They get real big is the only thing. Some of the hollies that are the toughest get really big, too, like Nellie R. Stevens and Mary Nell. One that's kind of a mid-range that you might want to take a look at is called Needle Point, and it's a good one. Has red berries in the winter, like most of the hollies do. Nellie R. Stevens is one that gets really big. It's tough. It's used a lot. It's almost become as ubiquitous as the red-tip Photinia is. It's been used so much. That's the only negative about it. One that's not seen very much that you may want to make a note of and take a look at, it'll be a little bit harder to find, but it's a holly called oak leaf holly. And it's a beauty. I planted some about a year ago. It's a fairly slow-growing one, very compact and very neat. It can be. It's one that could be kept trimmed, or you could let it grow into a specimen. It's going to get pretty good size too, but it's relatively slow growing, so it's not going to just become overpowering. The viburnums. There's a bunch of different viburnums. Some are evergreen and some are not. Some are deciduous. So take a look at those. I cover the ones that are my favorite ones in all my plant books, Plants of the Metroplex and Texas Gardening the Natural Way, if you want to look at those. They're all also covered for the most part on dirtdoctor.com in the library.
Okay, great. I'll take a look at those. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Okay, yeah, bye-bye.
Those three categories are the best, but there are some others that those are good because they're relatively easy to find, but there's some other good evergreen shrubs that you can use too. One I probably should mention, hopefully she's still listening, the largest evergreen in my garden, except for the live oak trees. I have three live oak trees that were all three there when we bought the place, about the only trees that were there when we bought the place, is bay, the Laurus nobilis, the one that you cook with. And a lot of folks think that bay will freeze here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and through this part of the South, but not in my experience. Mine's gigantic. It's really big. In fact, it's getting so big it's starting to shade out the pomegranate back in the back. And it's a good one that can be used as a landscape plant. In fact, a herbalist friend of mine years ago showed me the way she had used hers. She literally had it as a hedge along the back of the house and trimmed it on a regular basis like a boxwood or a small holly, and used the foliage every time. And by the way, whenever you do trim a bay, keep the foliage, grind it up, and mix it into beds, especially vegetable gardens and herb gardens that might have some insect problems, especially vegetable gardens where you might have squash vine borers or squash bugs. One of our listeners gave us a tip one time. He ground up the bay leaves, mixed it into the beds before planting, and he didn't have those issues for the first time in many, many years. So it really does work well, and it's good for the soil anyway. All right. 866-444-3478. The next caller is Sybil in Weatherford, Texas. Hello, Sybil.
Hi, Howard. How are you this morning?
Could not be better.
Good, good. I have a problem with an oleander bush. We do have animals, and I only have one left. And when we trim it, we put the trimmings in the compost pile, and eventually that compost will end up in the flower beds where chickens like to forage.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a problem?
No, not a problem at all. In fact, any toxic plant, mm-hmm. whether you're talking about poison ivy or oleander or anything in between, if it's chopped up, put in the compost, and the compost is managed just you know, just normally. You don't even have to do it in great, great technical detail. Just manage it normally so everything breaks down. That neutralizing of the microbes, breaking everything down, completely eliminates the toxic properties of plants.
Even in poison ivy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
You don't want to burn those things and be breathing the smoke, but composting, no problem at all.
Oh, good. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Good point. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. To get our newsletter free, just send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. The current one is how to plant garlic, and in that it is that time to do it. I'll be back right after this.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to asktheplant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's asktheplant.com or call 956-383-0739. The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend you try for your dogs. My dogs eat only Munster natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. Main thing to them is the taste, but Judy and I notice how it makes them look and feel. Other major points are the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. Also, some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. Some of the Munster dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, but all Munster natural foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the United States, not in China. Everything about Munster natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster Natural, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com and make your dogs and cats happier and healthier.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide.
First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. Don in Grapeland next up. Hey, Don.
Good morning, Howard. I've got approximately 300 feet of road into my farm, and I want to plant trees on each side to show a little bit of growth in 10 years. And I don't plan on planting them until February of 2013. I've got I had a soil test by Texas Soil and Plant down in Edinburgh, and I need NPK. And I would like to know what kind of trees to put in there, what size and what spacing. And like I said, I've got sandy soil, and I'd like to kind of prepare those locations right now.
Well, you've got a really wide range of choices, Don, in that kind of soil and where you are. You don't need a lot of preparation to the spots where the trees are going to go. The only thing I would recommend that you do is spend your money on surface treatment. I was talking to one of the callers off the air about what would be the best way to start building the soil as far as the first application of something. In fact, I've talked to a couple of people about that, and you already know and have already done some of this. I think the dry molasses is really hard to beat.
Okay.
If you put some shredded tree trimmings throughout the area where they're going to be planted, if it were my place, that's the only other thing that I would do. Having some mulch laying on top of the ground, it's going to help build the microbial activity a little bit differently than the molasses does, and those two things would be great. The only final thing that maybe I would do if your budget allows you is use your own Garrett juice mix or a commercial version of it and spray those areas a couple of times. I'm about to spray my whole place with Garrett juice and some
I heard you say that
probably going to put in we've had the mosquitoes flare up just a little bit again. I'm probably going to put either one of the essential oils in the spray or a little bit of orange oil. We're going to do that right away. So
okay,
that's what I would do. Now, what the choices are, man, the sky's the limit almost for you in that situation. You've got all kinds of oak choices. The Texas ash or white ash, both would be excellent choices for you. The maples, you could do red maple, Drummond maple, big tooth maple, you know, all the ones that I recommend.
Okay.
The only thing I would do, and I was going to bring this up, there's an article in the paper this morning, the Fort Worth paper. I was looking at the big pictures of big techs burning, and I noticed this article by the horticulture guy in the paper recommending Chinese pistachio. And I used to recommend that tree a lot myself, and I used to recommend lace bark elm quite a bit. And somebody called and the show last week and said they planted lace bark elm at my recommendation some years ago. Well, those two trees come from Asia, and they're very well adapted here for the most part. But on the other hand, if you look at the long-term situation, you're going to do a lot better if you use one of the native plants. If you do choose to use Chinese pistachio or lace bark elm, those two trees, for some strange reason, are the most likely to be too deep in the container and have circling and girdling roots. And so if you buy either one of those, make sure you do what you've heard me talk about 9 million times. Pull the soil off the top, expose the root flare. If you got circling and girdling roots, soak that root ball and trim them off or try to unwind them and eliminate that knotting effect that's created by that. I would, in that situation, probably look, Don, real carefully at maybe Mexican, which is this is not a native to Texas, but sycamore is native to this part of the country. There's a Mexican sycamore that's even better than our native one. It's a real rare situation where an imported one from not too far away, you know, Mexico, actually does better than the ones that grow right around here. So look at that one, and I would also look at Montezuma cypress. Montezuma cypress is almost evergreen, faster growing than ball cypress, doesn't have the knees, which become a maintenance issue for some people, and is just absolutely a spectacular tree, Montezuma cypress.
Okay, so that would be a good – what spacing would I put that on?
Well, it depends on which one you buy, but people tend to plant trees a little too close together. I sometimes do it, and when I was designing commercial projects and everything, I would often, and even in my own place, I would over plant the trees. I would design them closer together than I would ultimately want them to be, with the thought in mind that I would remove some on down the line. Now, my wife didn't quite buy into that idea, and it's been very difficult to remove some of them, but anyway, that's one technique. If you want to plant them so that you'll never have to have crowded conditions and never have to move them, you need to look at the trees being a minimum of 40 feet apart.
40 foot, okay.
Yeah.
And how far from side to side?
Side to side.
Yeah.
Same thing. Wherever.
One side of the road to the other side of the road.
Oh, well, same thing. Just don't get them where they're any closer than that if you want them to always be freestanding. And even at 40 feet, some of these trees I mentioned will finally grow together.
Okay. Now, I'm 75 years old.
You're a young whippersnapper.
Pardon me?
Young whippersnapper.
Yeah, right. And I'd love to plant these where I can see some growth and have my grandkids be able to see some trees.
Well, that's another reason, Don, to look at Montezuma cypress. It's the fastest growing of all of them that I mentioned. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run. Howard Garrett, I'll be right back after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Democratic presidential candidate who lost to Richard Nixon in a 1972 landslide has died. George McGovern was 90. His family says the former South Dakota senator died this morning at a Sioux Falls hospice, surrounded by family and friends. Violence has erupted in the Lebanese capital in the midst of a funeral for a top intelligence official. Soldiers began firing machine guns and rifles into the air and lobbing tear gas as hundreds of angry protesters tried to storm the government headquarters. At least 13 people have been killed in a car bombing in the Syrian capital. A taxi rigged with explosives blew up outside a police station in Damascus, where a mainly minority Christian population lives. And the Israeli military says its largest ever exercise with the U.S. has begun. The air defense drill is called Austere Challenge. This is SRN News.
you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're sending free jars of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. You only pay shipping and handling. For details, just call 1-800-487-7521. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. There's more. The first 500 callers will also get 5 free Beautips, the revolutionary makeup correction tool for a flawless, perfect look. This free giveaway is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-487-7521. That's 1-800-487-7521. Call 1-800-487-7521.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Fourth-ranked Kansas State's 55-14 rout of number 17 West Virginia may have turned into a Heisman campaign ad for the Wildcats quarterback. Colin Klein threw for career-high 323 yards and 3 touchdowns and ran for 4 scores as the Big 12 leaders improved to 7-0. The future NFL first-round draft pick was humbled about his career-best performance.
I'm just trying to be the best that I can be with what God has given me and give back to him with everything he's given me and this opportunity that he's given me. And we just got to keep moving forward and stay together and go from there.
Top-ranked Alabama cruised past Tennessee 44-13. Third-ranked Florida routed number 9 South Carolina 44-11. Fifth-ranked Notre Dame remained unbeaten, edging BYU 17-14. It was sixth-ranked LSU 24, number 20 Texas A&M 19. Seventh-ranked Ohio State had to go to overtime to beat Purdue 29-22. Eighth-ranked Oregon State beat Utah 21-7. Tenth-ranked Oklahoma crushed Kansas 52-7. This is Esser in Sports. Number 11 USC was a 50-6 winner over Colorado. Matt Barkley threw for 298 yards and 6 touchdowns while establishing USC's new career mark for touchdown passes.
I've been here for 4 years, so some of those career records were bound to be broken, but not on my accord. But to be mentioned with those guys, who I looked up to as a kid, it's pretty special to me.
With 102 touchdown passes, Barkley passed Matt Leinart's school record. Maybe one of the most exciting games of the day saw 18th-ranked Texas Tech edge TCU 56-53 in 3 overtimes. TCU, the Big 12 newcomer, has lost consecutive home games in a single season for the first time since 1998. Welcome to the Big 12, Coach Gary Patterson said. Chase of the championship contender Casey Kane is on the poll for today's race at Kansas Speedway. Game 6 of the NLCS will be played in San Francisco tonight with Ryan Vogelsong pitching for the Giants against Chris Carpenter. San Francisco needs to win the next 2 games to advance to the World Series. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All right, Howard, back with you. We've got an open line for you here right now at 866-444-3478. I talked to Don off the air about several things, and he called back with one more about whether to do bare root or container. And if you buy from a nursery and they're in containers, I'd do kind of a halfway between the two. I'd do a semi-bare rooted deal, soak the plants or use a hose and just carefully wash the soil off the top and make sure that that ball is completely super saturated and you discover whether there's any circling girdling roots, which you can fix. If the roots are totally hydrated, you can unwind them. If you can't, you cut them off. But you leave the bulk of the soil inside that root ball there. I think that works better on the larger trees than totally bare rooting it, the plant. On the smaller trees, I'm bare rooting, totally bare rooting most of the things that I'm planting. It's a subjective call to a degree. You can go either way you want, but I would at least partially bare root the root system. In other words, get down to the trunk flare on top. Get down to where you can see the roots, if they're wound into a knot or not. What happens is, over a period of time, there can be several knots of wound roots. When it was a little 4-inch caliper plant, when it was stepped up to a gallon, when it was stepped up to 5 gallons, when it was stepped up to the next size, you can sometimes see winding at each point. If the growers were careful to avoid that and everything, they're very high quality and very unusual growers, to be honest with you. Pat in Denton is next up. Hey, Pat.
Hi, how are Howard. Thank you so much for this time. I'm on a property. I have to be very diplomatic because we have organic gardeners on this new, very beautiful country place where I'm living, not too far from all the big box stores, so you can still spend a lot of money.
Okay.
But has the feeling of a country place at the moment, and it's a little bit of heaven, I call it. It's just wonderful. But in addition to the garden, where they come every week to look at the progress of the property and general landscaping in the garden at the back in a beautiful little cul-de-sac, we have some trees that are dying, and the root flare is not exposed, and they've used little props to the branches and so, but they walk around, and I know they have the best of intentions, and they keep everything looking wonderful, and yet there's some trees, one right outside one of my windows, and it's dying. I can't tell if it's a silver maple. I can't tell, but it has brown on the leaves, and it looks as if it might have been there maybe 2-3 years. It's not even up into its adolescence yet, but I don't have a lot of hope for it. And I've asked the neighbor, how can this be happening where there's such good visual care every week? They come on a certain day, and we even contribute scraps of things, and they're welcoming it for the compost, so they're doing everything that they know. But what could be the basic, I worry about the diplomacy, but what could be the basic rescue for,
well, it could be, there could be two,
putting the black grass, but enriching the soil for to give it, would it have to come again out of the ground, or could it just be enriched with what goes into the ground from
well, with trees, it's not that big a deal about the fertility. If you can get them away from using salt fertilizers, which are synthetic fertilizers, that would be a major thing. But the two big causes of trees in trouble, like you're looking at, my best guess would be, one, they've planted ill-adapted trees, or two, they're too deep in the ground and the flares are covered. That can be fixed with an arborist coming out with an air spade and taking the soil off the flares. And if that's the case, I would highly recommend it. You could give them photographs from our website, from dirtdoctor.com, or get one of the people to come out that does that kind of work and do some trees and show them. If they're open-minded and interested in it, that could be a great help. If they have planted silver maples, and I see a whole lot of trees planted in the North Texas area in clay soils that just aren't going to do any good long term, and I learned it the hard way myself, a lot of these hybrid maples are being planted that are supposed to have gorgeous fall color, and they have names like October Glory and other similar names. These are hybrid trees. Bunch of them are being planted, and they're not very good at all in our alkaline soils. I've got a neighbor right real close to us that just had some new landscaping done, and a lot of it looks great, but a lot of the money was spent on some pretty big maples that are in that category, and they don't hold up to the heat. They don't like our soil, and the only solution to it, Pat, is to take them out and plant something that's appropriate, that's adapted to the soil. And there are maples that are. The Drummond I mentioned can grow in moist soils. The Big Tooth maple is just spectacular. It's the best of all the choices for alkaline soil areas in this part of the world. But those hybrids need sandy acid soil, and they don't even hold up that well there compared to other trees. So those are the two things. And if you can get them to consider getting away from synthetic fertilizers and using organic fertilizers, no matter what they have planted, will do better.
Right. And what is the air spade?
Air spade is a tool that blows the soil away from the roots and away from the trunk and the flare, which is part of the trunk, without hurting the trunk. It looks like a sandblasting device. It's a long tool. It looks like a sandblaster, but it's blowing air at a high velocity.
Does it have electricity, Howard?
It has to run off of a generator,
a power generator,
just like would run on a jackhammer or something like that. And the arborist, you can't. The homeowners, it'd be tough to go, rent one and do it yourself. You'd need to get an arborist to come out and do that work. You can do it yourself, but you have to use a power washer and water. And every time I say this, some of my arborist friends cringe, because if you use power washers or a hose with your thumb over it or something with water too strongly, you can damage the bark and the roots of the tree. You got to do it very carefully. The air from the air spade or another tool is called the air knife. Because of a specially designed nozzle, the air blows out at a high velocity, but it doesn't, unless they really get the nozzle too close, it won't hurt the roots or the bark at all.
Oh, that sounds great. And then what about the soil? Any of your recipes for your products to, like a vitamin boost?
Well, the only thing I'd recommend is just the basic organic program that I recommend. And somebody just starting, you can't beat putting out dry molasses and then spraying and drenching the area with the Garrett Juice Plus. Compost tea, vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and liquid fish. That works better than anything.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you so much. Bye, Howard.
See you later. And the number is 866-444-3478. A couple of calls came in, couldn't hold for whatever reason, wondered about using wood chips, don't know whether the wood chips came from a diseased trees, from diseased trees or not. That's not a concern. Even if you knew the tree had oak wilt, it's not a problem, because when the the diseased tree is ground up through the devices that grind it into a shredded mulch-like material, which is a great mulch, that aeration of the wood kills the pathogens. Like, the pathogens cannot survive that operation. So using the wood chips, no matter whether the tree was insect-infested or diseased or rotting or whatever, that's just no problem. In fact, one of the best mulches you could use would be a tree that's rotting and has tree ears growing out the trunk all over it. You've probably seen that. Those are the fruiting bodies of a rot that's going on inside, a fungal rot. And that material ground up is wonderful for stimulating biological activity in the soil and in the compost and around your good plants. Not a worry at all, just the opposite. And somebody also asked about nematodes, putting out nematodes, and I'm not sure what they were putting them out for. My dogs have been scratching a lot lately, and I brushed them really good a couple days ago and been looking at them, and I don't see any fleas on them at all. So I don't know whether they're having some kind of other no-see-em or just dry skin, which they don't appear to have because their coats look gray, but they've just been scratching a little bit more than normal. I got a feeling that there may be some small fleas that have fired up just a little bit that I haven't seen. And if that's the case, or if you have fire ants, or if you have some other pest that's a ground-dwelling kind of a pest, putting out beneficial nematodes right now in the fall when the mild temperature is perfect. And if you could catch a light rain, we've got a little rain coming up maybe in the forecast. But as long as there's enough moisture in the soil for the plants to still be alive and doing well, there's enough moisture for the nematodes. And, yes, they will help you with fleas, grubs, ticks, termites, fire ants. Of course, if you're using dry molasses and the other parts of the organic program, you're not going to have fire ants anyway. But they're great. And I might even put out one more round myself. I've only done one treatment this year, which is what I normally do. But if they're starting to kind of fire up and my dogs are giving me a little indication that that might be the case, I might put out one more application. Dave in Carrollton, Georgia. Hey, Dave.
Hey, I was wondering, when would be the best time to trim plum trees?
Plum trees?
Yeah,
the best time to do it, any fruit tree, Dave, the ideal time is just before bud break or flower break. Bud break, flower break, same thing, in the late winter. That is the ideal time. A lot of the commercial producers have to do it all through the winter just because of time, having time to do it. But for a homeowner with a few trees, your ideal time is late winter, just before the trees swell their buds and start to come on for the spring.
Okay, I appreciate it. A friend of mine asked me that. He's got 15 or 20 of them, and I told him before they budded in the spring, but I guess a little earlier than that.
Well, just before they bud in the spring is fine, just whenever you can work it in. But a lot of people, it just depends on their available time. So yeah. Sometime late winter is a pretty good call.
Okay, thanks, sir.
Appreciate it, Dave. Thank you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Our newsletter's free. The current one covers planting garlic and all the different ways, and there's a lot of links for you on there and things that I think you'll enjoy. But we send a newsletter out by email once a week. To get on the list, all you have to do is send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com or fill out the little form that's on the website, dirtdoctor.com.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
The Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products longer than anyone in the organic business. They have quality fertilizers and soil amendments both in liquid and dry form. All of Medina's products work by stimulating soil biology to help all plants. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel comfortable knowing that you're spending your dollars wisely on Medina products. They have a brand new fertilizer that's going to be on the market pretty soon. I'll keep you posted on that. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina, and it's available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. Their website is medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at hardware stores, nurseries, garden centers, feed stores, any place that sells organic products. The Medina products are always available from naturalorganicwarehouse.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we've got open lines. Jump on here right now at 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. My editor at the Dallas Morning News, I do a column for the Dallas Morning News. It runs on Thursday arts section every week, and we do organic answers, talk about all kinds of subjects. And one of the readers called and was having trouble finding the BioWash product because she had rose rosette. You may have heard me talk about it. It's a disease that most websites and most universities out there will tell you there's no cure for, and you just need to cut down the plants and not plant any more roses in that area. Well, we didn't buy that, and we experimented around and basically found a way to totally eliminate the disease. And it's the sick tree treatment on steroids. It's just a little bit more intensely done. You do the soil treatment of the sick tree treatment around the plants, and then you spray with the Garrett Juice Plus, but you add hydrogen peroxide to it at 8 ounces per gallon of spray. You can add a little more than that, actually, but 8 ounces seems to work. Add an ounce of orange oil and add a tablespoon of BioWash, which is a fatty acid product that we've been having all kinds of success with, helping clean up plants and help with diseases for a long time now. It is available, and the call was about the fact that the reader couldn't find the BioWash. And there's two things here. One is, if you want to treat a rose rosette and you can't find the BioWash, if you leave it out, it'll probably still work pretty well. Maybe not quite as well, but pretty well. You could also just substitute any liquid soap for the BioWash in the formula. And we've got all that on the website. We did a newsletter about it that has the details of a specific project where we were successful with it. So that's that situation. The other thing I wanted to tell you, the Munster natural dog food, of course, is what I recommend, and we've been recommending for a long time, been involved with them since it was created. The idea was created to doing a natural dog food and cat food that didn't have chemical preservatives and had natural diatomaceous earth in it and stuff like that, that still a lot of most of the other companies out there aren't doing. It's not available across the country. It's available primarily for the people in the Northeast Texas area. It is available mail order, and I do highly recommend it. One of the few negatives about it that I've ever heard, and it's not a big negative, it's just something that's you can understand. Some dogs, especially older dogs, when they switch over to it from something that they've been used to eating for a long time, they don't like to change. That really didn't have anything to do with whether it's good for them or anything else. They just, it's different and they don't want to do it. Simple as that. I found out a little trick, though. If you've had that issue with any change of dog foods or cat foods or whatever, mix a little coconut oil, and it doesn't take much. I would just experimented with it the other day, and my dogs like the Munster Natural. That's the only thing they've ever eaten. But I noticed that when you mix a little coconut oil in, and I've tried this with some other people that had a little more issue with the idea. When the coconut oil is liquid, you can just pour in a bowl of dog food. You can pour in like a tablespoon at the most of liquid if it has set up, which it will do. It's real sensitive to the temperature in your house. And if it's cool at all, it'll be a solid. And what I do is just get a little bit on the end of a knife, maybe a teaspoon, maybe as much as a tablespoon, I guess, and just stir it into the food. You don't have to put very much at all. Just get the flavor of the coconut oil in the product, and they will inhale it. It's dogs, and I would assume cats, too. I don't have cats right now, and I haven't tried it, but I would assume it'd be the same way. But it certainly is something attractive to dogs, and it's very, very good for them as well. Let me see. There was one other thing. Oh, but, finishing up on the tree thing. Like I said, there's an article recommending Chinese pistachio trees, and I used to recommend them very highly. In fact, I really made a big push for them when I was in the landscape business, and I thought they were beautiful. But there's a couple of things. One, they're not native. It's better to go with native trees, no question about it. Two, they have a really bad problem with circling and girdling roots and being too deep in the ground. If you have existing Chinese pistachio trees on your property and you haven't already addressed this, I can almost guarantee you they're too deep in the ground and probably have circling roots cutting into the trunk. Real easy to find out. Very carefully with water, uncover and see. And if they do have roots cutting in, very carefully remove them. If you bring an arborist in that can help you with it, that's even better. And the other thing is, if you buy a Chinese pistachio tree and you get to go look at them first, don't buy the ones that have berries on them. The ones that have the fruit are females. That fruit really takes away a lot of the energy of the plant, and you see them going downhill and being a little less healthy than the male Chinese pistachio trees, which do not have the fruit. And we'll talk about pistachio trees and maybe lace bark elm a little bit more when I come back for the third hour. If your radio station doesn't get the third hour, you can get it on dirtdoctor.com. We stream all of the hours live. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. One way